Several concerns were raised at a public meeting on Wednesday for the South Fergus Secondary Plan. The plan is expected to bring 7,000 residents and over 130 jobs to the south end of town. Cindy Lindsay, a farm owner on Guelph Street with her husband, had several issues with the development. She said these concerns not only relate to her farm operations, but the image of the entrance to Fergus as well.
Wouldn't it be amazing if this development not be a cookie-cutter subdivision, but instead begin to set a new standard in design and planning that is innovative and forward-thinking when it comes to how we build a sustainable community?
The plan is expected to accommodate a mix of over 3,000 low-density residential, medium-density residential, and commercial residential apartments. Mayor Sean Waters reiterated Lindsay's point, stating he views the hedgerows you see on your left entering town as extremely important. He says they provide historical significance. Councillor Barb Evoy pointed out she hopes the developer goes above and beyond to address this issue, as well as those related to traffic calming. Nearby Fergus resident Donnie Poirier was one of several other spirited delegates and said he was concerned about the effect the increased traffic would have on his neighbourhood.
As we know, if it's a huge traffic problem, nobody that's behind McQueen will ever be able to enjoy their backyard. And now this is going to flow over more to McQueen, which is even going to be a bigger area. That's a huge concern.
The developer says there has been and will be a lot of work and direction in terms of design. The timeline depends on infrastructure provision. The developer says an overly optimistic estimate would be 3 years for the first buildings to go in. The secondary plan will be back before council later this year. Reporting for the Grand Out 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.